ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Ben Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Beis. The Mishnah teaches us that when it comes to Edom that testify on a Psul Chalolus, or Edom that testify on someone that is Chayiv Galus, rather than doing the regular Oynish of Kasher Zomam, we give the Edom Zomim Malkis. The Gemara explains, why, when it comes to Chalolos, don't we fulfill the regular Kasher Zomam? Rabbi Shua ben Levi darshins, because the Pasuk says, Vasisam loy Kasher Zomam, loy veloy lezaroi. If you're going to make the Eid Zomim a Chalol, and he's a Kayan, you're passeling his children forever. And the Torah says, Vasisam loy Kasher Zomam, loy veloy lezaroi. Aye, why can't we just passel him and not his children? Says the Gemara, but that wouldn't be Kasher Zomam lasseis. The Edom Zayman, we're trying to passel the Nidain and his children forever. If we're just going to passel the Edom Zayman and not their children, that's lacking in Kasher Zomam. As far as the Seifa is concerned, when it comes to Edei Golus, the reason why we don't fulfill Kasher Zomam, Reish Lakish Darshins, because it says, Hu Yonus Alach HaSa'arim, and we Darshin, Hu V'lai Zayman, only the one who killed B'Shegeg himself goes to Golus, but not Zaymanin. So why do they get Malkus? Says the Gemara on Amud Beis, because Ula darshins from the Pasuk of V'hitztiku es atzadik v'rshiu es harasha v'hoyen bin hakois harasha, that the Pasuk is referring to Edim Shkarim that were Marshia atzadik, and then came other Edim and they were Mazim, the first pair of Edim, and V'hitztiku es atzadik, they were Matzdik the Nidain, and they said he's atzadik v'rshiu es harasha, and they were Marshia. These Edim Shkarim, Fahaya Imbin Hakaisa Rasha. So then it says that you give Malkus. Now, this is a new Parsha of Edim Zaymimin, where it's saying that there's Malkus. We know there's already in Parsha Shaiftim, it said that the Oynish of Edim Zaymimin is Kasher Zomam. What's it saying over here in Parsha's Kiseitse that there's Malkus? Obviously, it's telling us that where you can't fulfill Kasher Zomam, so then you do Malkus. Why do we need a pasuk v'tziku es atzadik v'shiu es harasha? Why can't we just learn out that there should be Malkus over here because they were Ivran a loisase in the Torah of loisana v'reyacha eid shaker, and the oynish for every loisase is Malkus. And for the Gemara, because loisana is a lav shein by maisa, v'chol lav shein by maisa, ain loikin olav. Now, on this set, the Mishnah says, ain oimrim yayasa ze ben grushay ben chalutza tachtav. Says Rashi, Ein oimrim im huzmu vehein kaihanim yeyasa zeh ben grusha v'chalutza lekayim bay kasher zomam. Elo seifik esar boim. Rashi says that this hava amina, that if they became Edom Zoymin, that you would make the Edom Zoymin b'nei grusha v'nei chalutza instead, that's only nageya where they are kaihanim. Meaning, avada the din that the Mishnah says that they get Malkus is true even if the Edom are Yisraelim. That since you can't do Kasher Zomam, so you give them Malkus. But that Hava Amina, that you would make the Edom Zomim Chalolim, says Rashi, that's only Negeya if the Edom themselves are Kehanim. Over there it's Shaykh to talk about being Mechel on them, a Psol Chalolus, midin Kasher Zomam. But by a Yisrael, it's not Negeya. Because since the Gemara in Kedushin, Dafayin Gimel Amad Aleph says, Lehuzaru Ksheirais, Milinase Lipsulim, there's no din that a Kehenes can't marry a Chalol. So it's not Negeya for a Yisrael, a Din Chalolus. Because anyway, a Kehenes could marry him. So it must be that the Mishnah is talking about where the Edom Zeymen are Kehanim. Comes along the Ritva B'Shem Taisis and says, no, it's Negeya the Hava Amina, even where the aid was a Yisrael, that we don't say, Shehei Paisel Isha B'Biyosei L'Kahuna. We know there's a din that a Chalol passels his wife that he lives with, he makes her a Chalola, he passels her for Kahuna. So it would be Negeya by a Yisrael as well, that you would have a Hava Amina that were Mechel on this aid Yisrael, a Psul Chalolus Le'inyin, that now he passels his wife Bibi Yosei Likuhuna. The Meiri says a similar nafkamina, that it's Negeya, that to passel his daughter for Kahuna. Bas Chalol Zachar has a din of a Chalala, she's passel Psula Likuhuna. So you would have a Hava Amina that even by an Eid that's a Yisrael, that he would passel his daughter to Kahuna. So we have an interesting machlekes over here between Rashi against the Ritva and the Meiri, if the Hava Amina of the Mishnah would be Negea by an Eid that's a Yisrael. Rashi holds no, and the Ritva and the Meiri are saying yes, it's Negea Legabi passeling his wife or his daughter the Kahuna. Rav Shmuel in Ois Tesvav points out beautifully that this machlokes is l'shitasam. Because in Yevamis, Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that if an Eved or a Goy are Baal Bas Yisrael, l'divrei hakoil b'na pogum l'kahuna. Everyone agrees that the son is pogum l'kahuna. And Rashi says over there that when the Gemara says b'na, it's lav dafka. Because since Lehuza Rukshayres mean the Nase Lipsulim, so what's it Negea that the son of this Bas Yisrael is Pogam Lekahuna? Okay, Hennis is allowed to marry an apostle. So what's it Negea? Rather, Rashi says it means Bita, that if she has a daughter from this Eved Va'akum, that daughter is Psula Lekahuna, that a Kayan can't marry her. She's Paguma Lekahuna. Comes along the Ramban over there, and the Ritva brings him that no, it's Negeya, even by a ben from this Eved Va'akum Abba Bas Yisrael, le'inyin that he passels his wife, Bibi Yosoi. Dr. Rav Shmuel, so we have a Yosoidus Dika Machloikis, if it's Shayach a Psul Chalolus on a Yisrael Zachar. Rashi holds that it's Vibalt, there's no dinim, legabe the Yisrael Zachar himself. Because so it's not nitfas a psul chalolus on a Yisrael. It's not shayach to say he has a psul le'inyin to passel his wife or his daughter. But vibalt the psul has no mashmois, it has no meaning legabe himself. So eklepsach nishtzu, it's not nitfas such a psul on the Yisrael. Mashenkein. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Meiri, they hold that it's shayach to have a psul chalolus on Yisrael Zachar le'inyin that he passes his wife and his daughter le'kahuna. Memela Rashi over here the Shitase says that it's only negeya the havamin of the Mishnah by if the Edom Zoymimin themselves were kehanim, whereas the Ritva, the Meiri, they say that it's negeya even by Yisraelim. L'inyin to passel their wives or daughters l'kahuna. Next inyan, Taisis and Dibur Amaschel Miden Anu asks a famous kasha that since if they become Edom Zaymimin, they don't become a Ben Grusha v'chalutza, so if so, even if they didn't become Edom Zaymimin, how could you make the Nidain in the first place a Ben Grusha v'chalutza? But it should be a problem that it's an Eidus Shiyato Yochel Azima, which is not an Eidus. It's Mashma from the Mishnah that had they not been caught, he would have become a Ben Grusha V'chalutza. Otherwise, what are you giving the Malkus for if anyway the Eidus was worthless? Fractisis, but how's the Eidus good in the first place? Since if they're caught, you're not able to fulfill the din of Kasher Zomam, so it should be a problem of Eidus Shiyato Yochel Azima, which is not an Eidus. We know that in order for an Eidos to be kosher, it has to be an Eidos Sha'ata Yochel Lahazima, which includes two separate dinim. Aleph, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Hayubayt Kenaisan B'Shava Chakirais. They would check out the Eidim with seven Chakirais. Be'ezah Shavua, Be'ezah Shana, Be'ezah Chodesh, Be'kama B'chodesh, Be'ezah Yoyim, Be'ezah Shah, Be'ezah Makayim. We check out the Eidim to find out exactly what time it happened, where it happened. And besides for that, there's also a din of bedikais to ask them general questions. For example, what color shirt was the murderer wearing, and so on. And the Mishnah says, Ma ben chakirais lebedikais, chakirais echad oimer eini yedeya edusan betela. Bedikais echad oimer eini yedeya, vafilu shnaim oimrim einanu yoydin edusan kayemes. What's the difference between chakiris and bedikais? By chakiris, if one of the edim says, I don't know, then the edus is batal. But by bedikais, if one of them says he doesn't know, or even if they both say they don't know, the edus is kayam. As long as they're not makhish each other, it's good. And the Gemara explains over there, I'm emalafam and beis. Michti idi v'idi doi raisa, hi maishna chakiris and maishna bedikais. What's the difference? That if you say any idea on the chakiris, it's no good. If you say any idea on the bedikais, it's good. The Gemara explains, because if he says any idea on the chakiris, havi lo edo she'i ato yachay la'azima. Because if he says any idea on the chakiris, he doesn't tell us the place or the time. So then it's edo she'i ato yachay la'azima, and therefore the edus is batal. So this is the first halach of edo she'i ato yachay la'azima, that you have to be able to be mevarer their sheker. You have to be able to prove that they lied. But besides for that, there's a second halacha, an Eidus Shiyata Yochel Azima, which is Mavur in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amem Aleph Amem Aleph, which our Taisus brings down, that you have to be able to fulfill the Einish of Kasher Zomam on the Eidim Zaymimin in order for it to have a Hechsher Eidus. Because the Gemara says over there that by an Isha Chaveira, by a woman that's learned, which Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that she doesn't need hasra, because he holds chaver ein tzarech hasra l'fishon lo nitna hasra lo l'havchin ben shegeg l'mezid. The whole point of hasra is just to differentiate between shegeg and mezid. Someone that's a chaver already knows that he can't do it, so he doesn't need hasra. So if Edim testify on a nara hamayrasa who was an isha chavera, that she was Mizana, and then they became Edom Zaymimin, they don't get killed. Because they could say, L'Oisrael Baila Banu. They could say, we weren't coming to kill her, we never gave her Hasra, and we weren't coming to kill her, we were just coming to ask her on her husband. Which Reb Chaim explains in his last piece in Hilchos Eidos, that since the Pasuk says, V'asisam loy kasher zomam lasais, so over here, it's lacking in the kasher zomam lasais, because they could say that wasn't our intention. We weren't coming to kill her. So therefore, they can't get killed. And the Gemara over there says that since they don't get killed, she doesn't get killed either, because it's an edus she'iyat yochel lahazima. Now, over there, you could be mevarer their sheker. If they told you the place, the time, you can be mevarer their sheker, but since you can't kill them, so you can't give them the oinish of kasher zomam, and mele the whole edus crumbles. Also, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Ches Amad Aleph, says that if Edim testify on a person who's a treifa, that he killed someone, so you don't kill them. Rashi explains, because since Gavruk Tela Bo Lemikdal, since they were coming to kill someone who's already considered dead, so Mamela, they're not being mechayiv him anything, and therefore, you can't be ma'anish them with an oinish of kasher zomam. They weren't coming to be mechayiv him anything. And therefore, says the Gemara, you can't kill the treifa either, because it's an edus she'iyat yochel lazima. Since you can't do kasher zomam on them, so it's an edus she'iyat yochel lazima. And there's a similar Gemara in Baba Kama, Ayin Heomid Beis, which also says this yesod. So from all these Gemaras, we see that there's a second halacha in edus she'iyat yochel lazima, besides for the din, that if edim say any idea in the chakirais, that it's edus she'iyat yochel lazima, because it's not shaykh to be mevarer their sheker. But besides for that, there's a second halacha that you have to be able to fulfill the einish of kasher zomam on the edim. So based on the second halacha, fractises by us, that since when it comes to the edus of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza and Edei Golos, since he can fulfill the einish of kasher zomam, so how's the edus good in the first place? It should be possible because it's edus she'iyat toyochel lahazima. And for Taisvis, in the first Teretz, v'yesh leimar kivan deloiken avi kasher zomam, v'avi shaper atayochel lazima. Since they get malchus, so that's kasher zomam, and it is considered atayochel lazima. Similarly, Taisvis in Ksubas Lamegimel Amad Alf at the top says on this same question that it's neskayim hazoma b'malchus. It's neskayim b'hazoma with malchus. Taisvis in the second Teretz says, When it comes to the Eidus of Ben Grusha v'chalutza, we don't care about Yochai Lazima. Because from where do we learn out that you need Eidus Shata Yochai Lazima in the first place? That's from Kasher Zomam. V'homuchach v'gemara, the Kasher Zomam lo nichtav legabe Eidus to Ben Grusha v'chalutza. But it's muchach in the Gemara that Kasher Zaman wasn't written legabi the Eidos of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza. So it's not going on it, on that type of Eidos whatsoever. So Tosis in the second Teret says that why do you need Eidos Shata Yochai Lazima in the first place? That's because it says in the Parsha Kasher Zaman, meaning, since in the Parsha of Eidos it says Kasher Zomam, so we learn up that in order for an Eidos to have a Hechsher, you have to be able to fulfill all the Pratei Dinim of the Parsha. If one of the Pratei Dinim is Kasher Zomam, so Eidos is only good if you're able to fulfill Kasher Zomam. But since when it comes to the Eidos of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza, the Gemara tells us that Kasher Zomam wasn't written legabe Ben Grusha v'Chalutza. You can't fulfill Kasher Zomam when it comes to Ben Grusha v'Chalutza. So Kasher Zomam wasn't written legabe Eidos of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza. So you don't need to be able to fulfill Kasher Zomam, and the Eidos can be good even though you can't fulfill Kasher Zomam. But Tosis in the first Teret said that since they get Malkus, that is Kasher Zomam, and that is considered Yochai Lazima. So how do we explain the Machlekes, the two Terutzim of Taisvis, and what exactly is the Hezber in the first Teretz of Taisvis? In the Chidushei Mayim Chayim from the Baal Pri Chodosh, which is printed in the back of the Gemara in Ksubis, on that Taisvis in Ksubis, Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph at the top, he says that what Taisvis means in the first Teretz is that Yisoid Hadin of Eidos Shiyah to Yochai Lazima is in order that there should be a mirsis, there should be a yira on the Eidim from saying a sheker. What's stopping the Eidim from lying? If they know that they could get an einish if they lie, so then that there's a mirsis. Therefore, says Taisus, what do I care what the punishment is? Let it be Malkus. But the Malkus is also creating a mirsis on them from lying. But I find that according to the Mayim Chayim, the Machloikis, the two terutzim of Taisis by us, is in a Yisaidis Tikashayla, what is the Yisaid Hadin of why you need Eidos Shata Yochai Lazima? Taisis in the first Teretz holds that it's in order to that there should be a mirsis, there should be a yira from them saying sheker. If so, the Malkus of our Mishnah could also create that. Mashenkein Tosis in the second Teretz says, no, the Yisoid Adin of Eidos Shata Yochai Lazima is because Vibalt, it says in the Parsha Kasher Zomam, so Ba'inon Kro Kedachsiv. It's a Tnai in the Parsha of Eidos that you have to be able to fulfill all the Protei Dinim of the Parsha. And therefore, what do I care that the Eidim in our Mishnah are getting Malkus? That's not good enough. You need Kasher Zomam. So that the Tosis in the second Teretz doesn't like what Tosis is saying in his first Teretz, that Malkus is good enough. Who cares that it creates a Mirsis, but you have to fulfill the Tanai in the parish of Kasher Zomam. Therefore, Zok Tosis in the second Teretz Andrish, that no, since when it comes to the Eidus of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza, it's Mivur in the Gemara that Kasher Zomam wasn't Nichtav Legabe the Eidus of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza, so that Tanai in the Parsha doesn't exist by Ben Grusha v'Chalutza, so you don't need Eidos Shata Yochai Lazima by the Eidos of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza. This is the Hezber and the Tuturism of Taisvis and Lefi, the Mayim Chayim. However, the Achrayim point out that there are a few problems with this Mahalach in Taisvis. First of all, the Loshana Taisvis in the Va'odye Shloimar is mashma that this, that Eidos Shata Yochai Lazima is based on the fact that it says in the Parsha Kasher Zomam is a Hanocha Pshuta by Tosis. Tosis Loshen is, V'idei Shlemer, D'gabi Eidos Ben Grusha V'Chalutza Leichayshinon Klal Bata Yochai Lazima. D'mehecha Nafkolon D'binon Eidos Shata Yochai Lazima Mi Kasher Zomam, etc. Tosis is mashma that that's a hanocha pshuta, that the din of Eidah Shati Yochel Azima comes from Kasher Zomam. Tosis is not mashma that he's being mechadish that in the second teretz. Beis, the Arso Meach in Perek Chof Halacha Ches Mehilchus Eidus, and also Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim and Ksubis in Ois Kuf Yud Beis, both learn up that this Shiloh, whether the Yisoyed Adin of Eidus She'ata Yochel Azima, is it because of Chshash Meshaker, or is it because of Ba'inon Krokid Echsiv, is a Machloikis Tanoim in Baba Kama in Heomid Beis. The Gemara over there is Mavur, that there's a Machloikis between Sumchis and the Rabban on what happens if the Nidain says that Gonavti, I stole in front of Pliny Uplaini. He admits that he stole in front of two Edim, and then those two Edim come and testify that Itaka stole in front of them. The Gemara over there is Mavur that there's a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Sumchis whether their Eidos is acceptable or not. The Rabbanon hold that their Eidos is unacceptable because it's a Eidos She'i ato yochel lahazima, since he was Moida l'divreyem. So you have a Haidoas Baldin Kameo Edim Domi, that they are potter. So if they become Edom Zoymim, and he himself was Maida, that what they're saying is true, and that they're potter to him. So therefore, since it's not Shaykh to fulfill the Einish of Kasher Zomam to them, therefore their Edus is no good, because it's a Edus Shiyata Yochel Azima. And that Sumchis argues and says, no, when do you say that Edus Shiyata Yochel Azima is not an Edus? Dahani mili hecha dolo yadi be'eze yoyim be'eze shah. Rashi's masber that if they didn't tell you the time or the place, so then it could be they didn't tell it to you because they're afraid of becoming Edom Zoymimin. They're afraid that somebody's going to be able to be mazim them, so that's why they didn't say it. So there's a chashash meshaker. Masha'enkein over here, there's no chashash meshaker. Farkert, he's being mesayeya what they're saying. He himself, the Baldover himself, is Maida that what they're saying is true. So Avada, what they're saying is Emes. Zogin da Achreinim, so what's the Machloikis, the Rabbanon and Sumchis? They say that the Rabbanon hold that, what do I care that there's no Chashash Meshaker over here? But there's a Tanai in the Parsha that you need Eidushata Yochel Azimo, you have to be able to fulfill Kasher Zomam. So I don't care that the Baldover was Maida. And we know that what they're saying is true, but you're not able to fulfill the Einish of Kasher Zomam on them, so their Eidus is no good. Masha'enkein, Sumchis holds that the whole Yisoyed Adin, why you need Yochel Azima, is only because of Chashash Meshaker. Over here, you know that what they're saying is Emes, therefore, the Eidus is good. So it comes out, Amad Nezach, according to the way the Mayim Chaim is learning, the Machloikis, the two Terutzim of Taisvis, is Gufa in the Machloikis Tanoim. So this is the second problem with the Mahalach of the Mayim Chaim. V'oid, my Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli pointed out that from the Lashon HaTosis in the first Teretz, L'chayra, it's not mashma like the Mayim Chaim. Because Tosis by us says, V'yesh loymar, kivon deloikin havi kasher zomam, v'havi shaper atayochay lahazima. Tosis added three words, havi kasher zomam. According to the Mayim Chaim, it would be sufficient for Tosis just to say, Kivan Deloiken Havi Shaper Ata Yochel Azima. Since they're getting Malkus, so that's good enough for Yochel Azima. Now they have a Yira from saying Sheker. But Tosis says more than that. Kivan Deloiken Havi Kasher Zomam. Since they're getting Malkus, that is Kasher Zomam. Since Mashma, Tosis is saying something different. So what does Tosis mean in the first Teretz? And what exactly is the Machloikis, the two terutzim of Tosis? So to explain this, Rav Asher said that we first have to be makdim. What is the yisoid ha-mechayiv of the regular chiyuv of kasher zomam? And what's the yisoid ha-mechayiv of the malkis of ben grusho ben chalutza? The yisoid ha-mechayiv of the regular einish of kasher zomam is a dover poshit that it's not stam for saying eidu sheker in bezdin. But rather, it's an einish on the zmama. It's for that they tried, they plotted to hurt their chaver, and they caused him to get a chiyuv shaloi kedin for that avla that they did to their chaver, that's what the chiyuv of kasher zomam is for. V'haraya, you see that if they were matel on him a chiyuv misa, they get misa. If they caused him to get a chiyuv malkis, they get malkis. If they mechayev him mamon, they get mamon. If the mechayev of Edom Zayman was stam for saying Edo Sheker in Bezdin, it's the same Edo Sheker, whether it was mamon, malkis, misa, it's all the same Edo Sheker. The fact that you see that their einish goes bahadraga, kafi what they try doing to their chaver, shows that the mechayev is for that avla that they did to him, that sheperai, that they are mechayev him shaloi kedin. That's what their einish is for. It's for that avla lechaveroi, that they are mechayev him shaloi kedin, that the Torah is punishing them for. Another raya to this is that the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Dalet Amid Beis says that Rab Chiya lists Edom Zaymimin as one of the Chof Dalet Aves Nezikin. If Edom Zaymimin came and were Mechayev someone, Shaloi Kedin, to have to pay, this, that they're Mechuyev to pay Midin Kasher Zomam, is counted among the Chof Dalet Aves Nezikin. So you see that it's a Mazik Dikedin. The Torah considers the fact that they were matil on him a chiyuv shaloi kedin, and it was nigmar dinai to become chuyuv, like the Mishnah says on Daf Heyam Midbeis that you need a gmar din. So the Torah considers that as if they were mazikim. So you see again that the chiyuv mamin of Edom Zayman is a mazik dikedin. It's for that avla that they did l'chaveroi. So too the misa, the malkis, is for that avla that they did to him, that they are mechayev him misa, mechayev him malkis, that's why they're mechuyev. But it's not stam, because they said an edo sheker in Bezdin. The question is, what exactly is the mechayev of the malkis of Ben Grusha v'chalutza? And this develt clears Rav Shmuel in Siman Aleph, and the Stipler also in Siman Aleph, and many achroinim clear this chakira, and there's different nuschais how to say the chakira. The way the Velt says it is that is the malkis of Ben Grusha v'chalutza also a kasher zomam dekedin. It's also for this avla, this cheperai, that they wanted to make the nidain a cholol, or to make him chayev galus, and for that cheperai lechaveroi. So the Torah says that instead of doing the regular kasher zomam, the einish for the zmama by these cases is malkis, but it's a kasher zomam dikedin. V'tzdiku es hatzadik v'shiu es harasha, for being marshia the tzadik shaloi kedin for this zmama, that's why they're getting the malkis. Or no, the pshat is that v'tzdiku es hatzadik v'shiu es harasha is megala, that over here you get malkis for the loisana. Although loisana is a lav shem by maisa, ain loikan olav, mitzad loisana itself you wouldn't have gotten malkis, comes along v'tzdiku, and that's megala, that over here you get malkis pashit for saying edo sheker in Bezdin. It's a malkis for the loisana itself. This is how the Velt says over the chakira. Rabbi Shariyeli is not happy with that nusach, because there's many rayas that the malkis of Ben Grusha and Chalutza is for loisana. It's kemat the mefurisha mishnah and avdalan amad aleph. Rav Meir says midnanu bishplani shuchayv malkis arboim loiken shmoinim mishum loisana and mishum kasher zomam. He says klar that this malkis is for loisana. The Gemara and avdalan amad bey says that Rav Yehuda learns out from Edom Zaymimin that lav shein by maisa loikan olav. Zok Rashi, which malkis of Edom Zayman is he learning out that lav shein by maisa loikan olav? He's learning it out from the malkis of Ben Grusha and Chalutza. And that's called a malkis for a lav shein by maisa. So it's very schwer to say that over here the malkis is not a malkis for the lav of loisana. So the way Rabbi Usher says the chakira is similar, but the Chakira is Avada Vitzdikus Megala that you get Malkus for Loisana. But is it a Gilui that you get Malkus for Loisana across the board for any Edo Sheker? Or is it only a Gilui on Loisana for the Mesuyim Dika type of Edo Sheker where he's Mashiach, his friend, Shaloi Kedin? Meaning, Loisana is koilel even cases where there was no harshaas tzaddik. L'mashal, what would be by edus hachaydish? Let's say two edim testified that they saw the new moon and then they became edim zaymimin. So here's a case where they said an edus sheker in Bezdin, but there was no harshaas tzaddik, there was no bein adam l'chaveiroi dika avla of a cheparai l'chaveiroi being matal on their friend, a chiyuv shaloi kedin. So would you have malchus or not? If v'hitztiku is megala on loisana in general, that for any edo sheker you get malchus, so then the chayra there should be malchus even over here. But if it's only megala on a specific oifin of edo sheker, a specific oifin of loisana, where there was a harshas tzaddik with the edo sheker, so then there wouldn't be malchus by edo sachaydish. That lechayra would be one nafkamino, but that's not so pashit, because there's a machloikis between the minchas chinuch in mitzvah dalid ois yud gimel and tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger and simon kufayin vav. Is there an aveir of loisana vereacha eid sheker by edo sachaydish? The minchas chinuch holds yes. And Rabbi Kivager says, no, since it says Loisana bereacha eid shaker, so it has to be an eidu shaker against reacha. So according to Rabbi Kivager, that wouldn't be a nafkamina, but l'chayr there would still be a different nafkamina that the Ramban says in Pashas V'eschanan on the dibur of Loisana bereacha eid shav. Zok the Ramban, what does eid shav mean? He says that even if a person would say something that's not mechayev his friend in Bezdin, for example, they said that Omar Ploini sheyitein l'chaveiroi mona v'leikanu mimanu. What if they say that so and so said that he's going to give his friend a mona, and there was no kinyan suda, it was just a dibur ba'alma, and they lied, they were caught lying. Says the Ramban, even though it's not mechayiv the chaver anything, because it was just a dibur ba'almo, there was no kinyan. But on that also, that goes into v'loisan of reacha eid shav. That's what shav, nothingness. That's what it means. Even though it's nothing, it means it's not mechayiv him, they're still over on v'loisan of reacha eid shav. But this would be an example of something where there's a loisana, but you can't say that there was a harshas tzaddik. You can't say that they were mechayiv him something in Bezdin. As far as the cheparai, the avla of harshas tzaddik, that you were matal on him, a gmardin shaloi kedin, that you don't have. So that lechayra would be a nafkamino between these two tzadim. So according to both tzadim, avada v'tzdikus megala on loisana, but the shayla is, on what oifen of Loisana is it megalon? Is it a gilui on the lav of Loisana in general, or only on a specific oifen of Loisana? Loisana is koilol many different oifanim of Edo Sheker. And v'hitztiku kenzayin is only megalon, that mesuyim dika oifen of Loisana where there's a harshas tzaddik. And Mirz Hashem will see more about this yesod on Daf Dalid, that you can split a lav, you can have a gilui that there's malchus for a lav, but only in a specific oifen of the lav. Lefi zeh, we can come back to our taisis and explain what taisis means. Taisis asked the kasha, how could the edus of ben grusha v'chalutza be good in the first place? L'chayr, it should be a edus shiyat toyachin lazima, since you can't fulfill kasher zomam. And for taisis, v'yesh loymar, kivon deloikin havi kasher zomam. What does Taisus mean? That Kivan Deloikin Havi Kasher Zomam, this Taisus would be a Makar to that side in the Chakira, that the Giloi of Hitztiku is only Megala on Laisana in the specific Oifin of Edo Sheker where there's a Harshas Tzaddik. So that's a Kasher Zomam Dikedin. Just like the Mechayev of Kasher Zomam is for that Avla, Bein Adam L'Chaveirai, for that Sheperai of being Matil a chiyuv on your chaver shaloi kedin, so too the malchus of ben grusha v'chalutza is also a kasher zomam de kedin. It's also for being marshia his friend shaloi kedin by being matel on him a psul chalolos. For that chaperai l'chaveroi, for that kilkol l'chaveroi, that hezek l'chaveroi, that's what the malchus of ben grusha v'chalutza is for. And that, Tosis is saying, that could be considered a kiyum of Yochai Lazima, even though it's not Kasher Zomam Mamish, but it's the same idea as Kasher Zomam. Just like Kasher Zomam is the inun of Yashiv Gemulai Bereishai, that what he did, what he wanted to do to his chaver should be done back to him, so too over here, for this that he wanted to make his chaver a cholol, so for that, the Torah said, what we do back to you, to the Eid Zaymim, is Malchus. That's what Tosis holds in the first teretz. What does Tosis argue on in the second teretz? V'idei shloimar digabe edus ben grusha v'chalutza loy chayshin on klal bata yochel lazima. Because where do we learn out edus bata yochel lazima from kasher zomam? And over here it's muchach in the Gemara that kasher zomam wasn't written digabe the edus of ben grusha v'chalutza. So you could learn that Tosis in the second teretz is saying like the other tzad in the Chakira, that no, over here the Malkis by Ben Grusha v'Chalutza has nothing to do with the Kasher Zomam de Kedin. It's glat for the Eidu Sheker. It's dam for Loisana. So Ibazai, it's not a kiyum of Kasher Zomam. But Rav Asher said, Avad, it's not Muchach, Avad, once we see that Tosis in the first Mahalach holds that it's a Kasher Zomam de Kedin, why say that Tosis in the second teretz is Chaylik so weit? Avada Tosis in the second teretz could also be maskim that it's a kasher zomam de kedin. But Tosis holds in the second teretz that to fulfill kasher zomam, you need kasher zomam mamish. A bimkaim kasher zomam is not kasher zomam. If the Torah says that there's a tnai in the parsha that you need to fulfill kasher zomam means mamish. Therefore, Tosis in the second teretz has to be mechadish that Vibalt Kasher Zomam wasn't Nichtav Ligabi the Eidos of Ben Grusha v'Chalutza. So over there, you don't need Eidoshat Yochel Azima. Now, it's important to note that the Neidab Yehuda in Madura Kama and Eben Ezra Simonai in Beis wants to say that there's a nafkamina between the two Terutzim of Tosis, Ligabi the Eidos of Ben Grusha, if they would say any idea in the Chakirais. We said earlier that the reason why, if Edom say any idea in the Chakirais, why it's no good, is because it's a Eidos She'iyat Yochel Lahazima. Zakta Neid B'Yehuda, what happens by the Eidos of Ben Grusha V'Chalutza? If they're going to testify that he's a Cholol, but they're not going to tell us the time and place that they saw, the Bifoneinu Nisgar She'imai, is that Eidos going to be good? Zakta Neid B'Yehuda, that's telling the two Terutzim of Tosfos. According to the first Teretz of Tosfos, that Eidos of Ben Grusha V'Chalutza needs Eidoshat Yochel Lazima. So if they say any Eidah in the Chakirah, that's no good. But according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, that the Eidos of Ben Grusha V'Chalutza doesn't need Yochel Lazima. So if they say any Eidah in the Chakirah, it's going to be good. However, the Beis HaLevi in Chele Gimel, Simen Vav, argues on the Neid of Yehuda and says, no. We said earlier that there's two separate dinim in Eidos Shata Yochel Azima. There's one din that if they say any day in the Chakirais, so then it's not Yochel Azima because you can't be Mevarer the Sheker. There's a second din in Yochel Azima that you have to be able to fulfill Kasher Zomam. Zokta Beis HaLevi, that these two dinim are Nilmad from the Pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hine aid sheker ha'aid sheker ana be'achiv." That's one din that you have to be able to be mevarer that the aid said a sheker. And then there's another din of asisam loy kasher zomam that you have to be able to fulfill kasher zomam. This that Tosis says that because you can't fulfill kasher zomam by edus ben grusha v'chalutza, so kasher zomam wasn't nichdav legabi ben grusha v'chalutza. That's only on the kasher zomam dike chelik. But on the first chelik of v'hinei eid sheker ho eid sheker ono ba'achim, that you have to be able to be mevarer that he said a sheker, that's true even by edus ben grusha v'chalutza. So if they said any idea in the chakira is avade, even by ben grusha v'chalutz, it's going to be possible even according to the second teretz of Taisus. Just that the second teretz holds that the kasher zomam dikedin, that you have to be able to be give them the oynish of kasher zomam, that doesn't apply by ben grusha v'chalutz. May inyan le'inyan v'oisai inyan. The Gemara says on Beis Amud Beis that Omar Ula remez leidim zaymimin shalokin min atayra minayin dechsev itzdikus atzadik v'shivas harasha v'ahayim bin akos harasha, that the Pasuk is talking about a case where Edim were marshia atzadik, other Edim came and were mazim them and they were matzdik the nidain v'itzdikus atzadik and they were marshia these Edim shkarim. And the Pasuk says, V'hoyim bin ha-kais ha-rosha. Frek the Gemara, V'tepe klei mi lo yisane. Mishem dehavi lav shein bei maise, V'chol lav shein bei maise, in loikin olav. So you can't learn it out from lo yisane, because it's a lav shein bei maise, in loikin olav. So we mentioned earlier that the Velt, klares ha-chakira, that at the end of the day, is the Malkis, because of V'hitztiku es ha-tzadik v'shiu es ha-rosha, it's a kasher zomam dikedin, it's for being Mashiach the Tzaddik, and just that Loisana is the Azhara for that. Or, no, do you say that V'itztikwa is the Tzaddik V'shius HaRosha is a Gilui, that the Malkus is Taka for the Loisana? And the Nafkamino L'chayra would be, like we said before, what would be Eidus Sheker, where there is no Harshoas Tzaddik? And they want to say that L'chayra, this is a Machlokes Rishonim, because the Ramban Afanart over here on Beis Amud Beis asks that over here the Gemara says that you can't get Malkus for Loisana because it's a Lav Shein Meimai Sein Loikin Olav. Aye, but the Mishnah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says that Rav Meir says by Meidin Anu Bishploini Shu Chayiv Malkus Arboim Loikin Shmoinim Mishum Loisana Breyacho Eit Shokar Mishum Vasisim Loikasher Zama. Rav Meir holds if Edim say that we testify about Ish Ploini that he's Chayev Malkus, they get 80 Malkus, 40 for Loisana and 40 for Kasher Zomam. So you see that you do get Malkus for Loisana. And even the Chachomim that argue over there and say, Ein Loikin Ela Arboim, that's only because they say that over there I need the Loisana to be able to give you Malkus for Kasher Zomam. Loisana is the Azhara for Edim Zomamin. So Mela, I can't give you another 40 for Loisana. But they don't say that you can't get Malkus for Loisana because it's a Lav Shein Meimaisa in Loikin Olav. What's going on? Zokta Ramban, that the Gemara means if I just had Loisana, I would have said it's a Lav Shein Meimaisa in Loikin Olav. But now that I have V'hitztiku is Megala, that you get Malkus for Loisana. Dvar Mefurashim in the Ramban, and the Ritva also says this, B'Shem the Ramban, that the Hitztiku is Megala on the Loisana. The Kamash Malon, the Malkus Vadai Mishum Loisanahu. Kedisul Kamon. Avada the Malkus is for Loisana. Mitzad Sheini, Toisvis on Beis Amud Aleph says in the first Teretz that the reason why it's not considered Eidu Shiyata Yochel Azimah is Kivan de Loikin Havi Kasher Zomam. So the Velt says that the Tzemach Loikis between the Ramban and Taisvis. Taisvis is saying like the first Tzad, that the Malkus is Takah for V'itztiku es ha-Tzadik v'shiu es ha-Rosha, it's a Kasher Zomam Dikedin, unlike the Ramban that's saying that the Malkus is for Laisana. But Lefi Zeh, it comes out a Stira in the Ritva. Because the Ritva over here on Beis Amud Beis says Mefurish that the Kamash Malon de Malkus Vadai Mishum Loisanahu. He says clearly, black on white, the Malkus is for Loisana. And yet, he still brings the Taisvis on Beis Amud Aleph, that the Eidos of Ben Grusha V'Chalutza is considered an Eidos, Sha'at Yochei Lazima, because the Malkus is a Medes V'Makim Azama. And so too, the Ritva says, B'nei Geya, the din of Ein Mishalmin as HaKoifer, there's a Nidin in the Rishainim, is there Malkus over there? And the Ritva says, a Svara, that no, there's no Malkus. Because since the Ramban says that the reason why it's not Shayach HaZama by B'nei Gea Kofer is because Ikarei Dusam L'chayvay Misa B'dei Shamayim K'dechsiv V'gam Ba'olav Yumas, The Iker Eidos, when a person says that a Shar Muid killed a person for the fourth time, the Iker Eidos is B'nei Geyat B'Mechayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. And their Eidos LaShamayim is Leimayilav Aloy Mayrid, because if his Shar really killed a person, so then even without their Eidos, Min HaShamayim they'll make him Chayiv. And if his Shar really didn't kill, then their Eidos is not going to make Shamayim give him Misa. Because min hashamayim, they know that it's not really true. So kumtais legabi the miso, it's not shayach vasisim lekasher zamam. So mameila, even the kaifer you don't have, because the kaifer is b'makay miso midei shamayim. Zak the ritva. So according to the Ramban svara, they won't get malchus either. The hamalchus v'hitzdiku b'makayim hazama oimed. The malchus of v'hitzdiku is b'makayim hazama. And since Hazama is not Shaykh because their Eidos is not needed Lashamayim, so there's no Malkus either. And that's why the Mishnah didn't speak about Kaifer, because the Mishnah is only speaking about cases where there is Malkus. So we have two times that the Ritva says clearly that the Malkus of Itzdiku is B'makim Hazama Imei. So the way the Achroinim are clearing the Chakira, it comes out as Tiron the Ritva. Mitzad Echad, he says that the Malkus, Vehitztiku is Megala, that the Malkus is for Loisana, which means that the Malkus is Stam for the Eidos Sheker. Mitzad Sheni, he says that the Malkus is B'makei Mazama Imeid, which means it's a Vehitztiku Dikadin, it's a Kasha Zamam Dikadin. These are Mamish two Hafachim, the way the Achroinim are learning. But the way we said over from Rab Asher, it's very Geshmak. That's Avada Poshet, that Vihitzdiku is Megala, that the Malkus is for Loisana. Nor the way to clear the Chakira is Vihitzdiku Megala on every Eifen of Loisana, that for every Eidos Sheker you get Malkus, even for Eidos HaChodesh Lamashal, according to the Minchas Chinuch, or in the Ramban's case in Chumash, Loisana V'reyacho Eidshav, Pliny Omar, Sheyitein L'chavei Reimona, Falaikanu Mimanu, is that what Vitztiku is Megala? Or if Vitztiku is only Megala on a Mesuyim Dika Eifen of Loisana, only on a Mesuyim Dika case of Eidos Sheker, where with the Eidos Sheker, he was Marshia Tzadik, he was Mechayiv his Chaver, he ba'avled his Chaver with the Eidos Sheker. On that Eifen of Loisana, Vitztiku is Megala. It's Taka only when there's the Harshoas Tzadik. So the Fizeh, there's no stir on the Ritva. Avada the Ritva holds that Vitztiku's Megala on the Loisana, but still he says that it's B'makim Hazama Oimed, because it's only in the Mesuyim Dika Oifin of Harshoas Tzadik that Vitztiku's Megala on the Loisana. And the Fizeh, we could forever a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Peivav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that if someone who just kidnaps but did not sell the person, if you hold that there's no malchus for that, then hu adin, edim that testified that someone stole and they were caught to be edim zaymimin, they also won't get malchus. Because if ihu laylaki inhu hechi laku, if he doesn't get malchus for just stealing without selling, then how could they get malchus? So Rashi, inu echilaku halav kasher zomam hu, but it's not kasher zomam. V'imi shum loisane, says Rashi. Aye, what's with loisane? Why don't they get malchus for loisane? So Rashi, lav shein by ma'isa hu. It's a lav shein by ma'isa. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger in Kushis Atzumais, and he says, I don't understand. How could Rashi say that you don't get malchus for loisane because it's a lav shein by ma'isa? But v'hitzdiku was megala on loisana, that you do get malchus for loisana. Rabbi Eger blibes with the tzarchi and gadol. How could it be you don't get malchus for loisana, but v'hitzdiku was megala that you get malchus for loisana? Zok the Ramban over there in Melchames on daf yud tesom ad aleph v'dapei harif. The Ramban says, Dvarim Mefurashim, that Edom Zeman don't get Malkus stam for Akimas Piyam Bolvad, stam for Eder Sheker, unless they were Mashiach Tzadik. The Ramban is Mamish saying this Yesod, that although the Ramban himself is the Avi Ashita that says that Vehitztiku was Megala, that the Malkus is for Lysana, still Zok the Ramban, but they don't get Malkus stam for saying Eder Sheker, unless they were Mashiach Tzadik. What does the Ramban mean to say? He means to say this Yesod. Loisane is Koilel, includes many different Oifanim of Eder Sheker. And not every Oifan of Eder Sheker has that Giloy of Vehitztiku. Vehitztiku is Atzadik Vehishiva Sarosha is only Megala on Loisane in that Oifan. Where there's Harshas Tzadik, that type of Loisane has the Gilui that there's Malkus for it. But let's say Staman Edo Sheker, like the Ramban's case in Chumash, on that case, we don't have the Gilui of a Hitztiku. That's going to remain a Lav Shein by my saying like in Olav. Within the Lav itself, the Lav divides. There's one chelik of the lav, which is lav shein by maisa ain like in Olav, and there's a mesuyim diket type of Eder Sheker, a specific type of Loisana, a Loisana of Harshoas Tzadik, that type of Loisana is what Vehitztiku was Megala on, that one gets Malkus for. And that's why it's not a steer on the Ritva. The Ritva can say that Vehitztiku's Megala on Loisana, and still he could say that Vehitztiku is B'mokim Hazoma Oimed. Because even though it was Megala on Loisana, but it's only on the Loisana of Harshoas Tzadik, so why is he getting this punishment? He's getting the punishment for this Avla Mesuyemes that he did L'chaveiroi of being Mashiach the Tzadik. That's a Kasher Zomam Dikedin. And the truth is that we're going to see on Daf Dalid that Loisana is the Azhara for Edom Zeman itself. Loisana is the Azhara for the punishment of Kasher Zomam. That means, although we said earlier in the Shir that it's Pashit that the Einish of Kasher Zomam is not stamped for saying an Edo Sheker in Bezdin. V'horaya, you see that the Einish goes Behadraga Kefi Verzmama of what they were trying to do to their Chaver. If they were trying to give a Misa, they get Misa, Malkus, Malkus, Mamin, Mamin. It's not stam for lying in Bezdin. But yet, the Gemara still says Loisana is the Azhara for Edom Zaymimin. And as we're going to see over there, the Pshat is, like we're saying over here, because Loisana is Koilel many Oifanim of Edo Sheker, and the Loisana, where he was Zomam to herd his friend, on that type of Loisana, the Torah said an Einish of Kasher Zomam for that type of Loisana. The Einish of Kasher Zomam is for the Aveira of Loisana, but not Stam for any Edo Sheker. It's for this specific type of Edo Sheker where there was a Zmama to hurt his friend, that Bein Odom Lechaveiroi, Dike Edo Sheker, where he has a Teiras Mazik, for that type of Edo Sheker, the Torah says that you get a punishment of Kasher Zomam for being over on that type of Edo Sheker. So it's very geschmack that although we're saying that the Malkus of Ben Grushu Ben Chalutza is for the Loisana, it could still be B'makim HaZoma because Kasher Zomam itself is for the Loisana, but only on this specific Oifen of Loisana, where he was Mashiach his chaver. So too, the Torah said, for that type of Loisana, when you can't do Kasher Zomam, Bimkoim, the Kasher Zomam, you give Malkus instead. And the Fizeh, we can answer another question as well, that the Ramban and the Ritva say on Beis Amud Aleph, that when the Mishnah says, Mid nanu mishplainishu ben grushai ben chalutza, they say Ben Chalutza is Lav Dafka, because since the psul of a Ben Chalutza is only Midrabanon, so how could you get Malkus Arboim? The Sefer Nachal Shloime explains that Makas Mardus there could be, but Loikin Arboim, means Malkus Dairaisa, because Makas Mardus is Makinoise Achatse Nafsha, it's not Arboim. Since the Mishnah says Loikin Arboim, says the Ramban and the Ritva that that's Lav Dafka, because Ben Chalutza is only Pasul Midrabanan, so you can't have Malkus Dairaisa. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvis, in Simon Kufai, in Tess, and he says, I don't understand why there can't be Malkus Dairaisa for Ben Chalutza. Uladaiti ho'anio demabekach the pasul rak midrabanon. We call makaim ha'edusay moyel sheyifsulu oisay habezden midrabanon v'shayich bei loisisa v'reacha eid shav. Frekter v'kiva eger, that who cares that he's only pasul midrabanon? But since the malchus over here is for the fact that v'hitzdiku was megala, that you get malchus for the loisana, avada loisana v'reacha eid shav, you have over here. It's not worse than the Ramban's case in Chumash. Even where a person says, Omar Pliny Shayitin the Chaveray Mona, you're not being Mechayev him anything, but you're saying something bad about him. You're saying that he's a Mechusar Amona. So to say that this person is Pasul Midrabanon, Avada Yerayver Leysan of Reacha Ein Shav. So why are the Ramban and the Ritva saying that Ben Chalutza is Lav Dafka? But Lefi, what we said before, we can say a Pshat. Because although definitely you're over on Loisane by saying that he's Pasul Midrabanon, you said something that's not good for him. It's not worse than the Ramban's case in Chumash. But that's not enough. It's not for every Loisane that we have the Giluy of a Hitzdiku that you get Malkus for it. It's only a Loisane of Harsha'as Tzadik. So since Midairaisa, there's no Harsha, because as far as the Torah is concerned, he's kosher. Since there's no Harsha'as Tzadik over here, Midairaisa, so you don't have the Giluy of a Hitzdiku to get Malkus for such a Loisana. This is the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva, that there's no Malkus Dairaisa for Ben Chalutza. However, the Rambam in Perek Chof, Mehilchas Eidus Halacha Ches, brings the Mishnah Kitzurasa. He says that there's Malkus for Ben Grusha u Ben Chalutza. The Rambam's a Paisik. It's mashma that the Rambam holds that there is Malkus Dairaisa even for Ben Chalutza. So you could say that the Rambam holds like the other tzad in the Chakira, that Vitzdiku's Megala on every Loisana. Loisana across the board, like Rabbi Kiva Eger holds. But, of course, it's not Muchach. You could say that the Rambam also agrees that you need a Loisana of Arsha'as Tzadik. Just the Rambam holds that since Midrabanon he's Pasul, and the Torah licensed the Rabbanon to make Psulim, so the Torah is Mischashev with this Isser Drabbanon, and the Torah views him as someone that's Pasul. And therefore it is considered Harsha'as Tzadik. But even that the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam will be, how does the Torah view Psulim Drabbanon? Is the Pshat that Midairaisa he's a kosher, and just in the Drabbanon Dika world he's Pasul, or the Torah also is Mischashev with the Psulim Drabbanon, and therefore the Torah considers him a Pasul, and therefore it is considered a Loisana of Harsha'as Tzadik. Next Inyan. It's Mavur in the Mishnah and the Gemara that when it comes to Psul Chalolus, Vibalt, we can't passel the Edom Zoymimin's children because of Loi V'loi L'zaroi. And to just passel the Edom Zoymimin themselves would not be considered Kashazom Am Lases, because they wanted to passel the Nidain and his children La'olam. Memela, we can't fulfill Kasher Zomam by Psul Chalolus. So the Velt asks the Kasher, the Afikayam in Simon Lamed Ches, Rav Shmuel in Oy Samach Zayin talks about this, and the Stipler in Simon Beis, and many Achroinim, that L'chaira, what would be the din if a person, if two Edim are made about 100 people that they were Mechalol Shabbos, or that 100 people killed? Are you going to say that it's felt in Kasher Zomam, it's lacking in Kasher Zomam, because they're trying to kill 100 people, and here the Edom Zayman are only 2 people? So you're only going to kill 2 people, and they wanted to kill 100. So it's not Kasher Zomam. Avada not. Avada, since they were testifying about 100 different people, So it's miskayim, the kasher zamam, klape each individual that they testified against with this, that we're killing the Edom Zaymimin. So too, let's say they testified that someone killed, and his son also killed, and his grandson killed. They testify about three dairis of murderers. So are you going to say that it's lacking in kasher zamam because you could only kill the Edom Zaymimin themselves and not their children? Avada not. Klape each yachid, klape the father, klape the son, klape the grandson. We're mekayim kasher zamam with this, that we're killing the Edom Zaymimin. So the kasha is, why is our Gemara any different? Over here, they're coming to passel the father, the son, the grandson. They're coming to passel many people. So why isn't it a kiyum of kasher zamam with this, that we're passeling the Edom Zaymimin themselves? As Eifrek Develt comes along the Afike Yam in Siman Lamed Ches, and he says, a Yesoidus Dikavart, that the reason why over here it's not called the Kiyum of Kasher Zamam is because over here what they were trying to be matil on the Nidoin was a Psul Chamor that not only is he pasul, but he has a kayach to pasul others. If we are only going to give the Edom Zaymimin a din that they are pasul, but they don't have a kayach to pasul others, so that's lacking in kasher zamam klape the nidoin himself. They were trying to put on him a psul chamer, a din that he's pasul and he's also a paisul, and now the Edom Zaymimin are only going to get a din that they're apostle, but they don't have a kayach to apostle, so that's lacking in kasher zamam. So it's not the pshat that they're coming to apostle many people, the nidoin and his children, lo'ilam voed, and we're only apostling the Edom Zaymimin, but not their children. That's not the chisaron of kasher zamam. The chisaron is klapi the nidoin himself, that since they're putting on him a psul chamor, that he has a kayach to apostle, and they're not getting that, that's why it's lacking in kasher zamam. The Fizeh, Zakta Stipler and Simon Beis, that we could for the famous Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Samech Dalid on the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says in Perek Dalid, Milchus HaVeid Azar, Halacha Vav, that when you have a Nira Nidachas, not only do you kill the Oivdim, but you also kill the Tafin Noshim of the Oivdim. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, that if so, how do you ever have a din of Irani dachas when there's tafin noshim, but since there's a din that you can't kill the children of the Edom Zaymimin, loy v'loy lezaray, and also you can't kill the wives of the Edom Zaymimin, loy v'loy leishtay, like Taisa says at the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph. So, since you won't be able to fulfill kasher zamam on the children and wives of the Edom, so it should be an edus she'iyat yochel azima on the whole edus should be no good. And over here you can't say the terutzim of Taisvis, because the first teretz of Taisvis is that kivan deloiken havi kasher zamam, but Taisvis himself says, but when it comes to an inyan of edus nefashos, where the Torah says nefesh ben nefesh, over there the malchus can't be considered a kiyum of kasher zamam. Over there the Torah says you need nefesh ben nefesh. So the malchus of our Mishnah is not going to suffice to be considered a kiyum of Yochai Lazima when it comes to Ranidachas, which is a Eidos Nefashais. And the second teretz of Tosis by us, that where it's not Shayach to fulfill Kasher Zomam in this Inyan, so that means Kasher Zomam wasn't written over there, so you don't need Yochai Lazima. Aber Zak, the Minchas Chinuch, that's good by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, where it's not Gemalt, it's not Shayach Bechlal, the kiyum of Kasher Zomam. So then, kasher zamam wasn't written by that inyan. But when it comes to irani dachas, where it is shayach to have Edom Zaymimin, it is shayach kasher zamam in a case where the oivdim didn't have any tafin nashim. So memela, this is an inyan on which kasher zamam was said. So when there is tafin nashim, should have a problem that it's edus she'iyat yochel lazima. On that, Zakta Stipler, that it's very different. Because when it comes to Irani Dachas, we're not judging the future children. It's not a question of the Nidain having a Chiyuv, which is going to be Negea, his future Zera. We're dealing with the Tafinoshim that are already in existence. Memela, it's like being made on a bunch of Yechidim. It's like being made on 100 people that they're all Chayiv Misa. So it's Niskayim, the Kasher Zomam, with this, that we're killing the Edom Zomim themselves. That's a Kiyum of Kasher Zomam, Klape, Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Only when it comes to Apsul Chalolus, where we're not only dealing with passeling the Zera, the children that are already in existence, but we're dealing with the future, the fact that the Nidoin has Azak Koyach to passel his future Zera. And the Edom Zayman are not going to get that din like the Nidoin. They're not going to get a din to be a Paisel. They're only going to be Paisel, but not. They're not going to have a Koyach to passel on that. We say there's a chisarin that it's not kasher zama.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.